Okay, episode 800, which is a number that should mean something, and yet here we are, talking about a benchmark.
As is tradition, what's the benchmark?
AA Briefcase from Artificial Analysis. And the thing that got me is the framing. It's not grading models on whether they predicted the right token. It's asking them to actually produce a deliverable. A spreadsheet, a slide deck, a memo, real work product.
Okay, so walk me through the grading, because that's where I want to poke. Three layers, right? Binary rubric checks, analytical quality pairwise, and presentation pairwise. The binary rubric is the part I actually respect most. Pass or fail. Did the model find the requirement that was buried across source files? Did it cite the right evidence? Did it resolve a planted conflict between sources? That's genuinely hard to fake.
That's fair, though I'd push back a little. Like, what's the alternative for grading whether a memo is analytically rigorous? Multiple choice? At some point, you need a human or a model making a comparative call.
No, you're right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's relative. Know what you're reading.
Okay, so the leaderboard. Cody, Claude Fable 5 is leading on rubric pass rate and analytical quality. Opus 5 is right there too. GPT 5.6 Sol is third.
And the cost versus performance scatter is the actually interesting chart. Opus 4.8 is competitive, but it's one of the slowest, something like 23 minutes per task on average. GLM 5.2 is the one that surprised me. Top open weights performer beats GPT 5.5, though also slower. And that's actually the thing this benchmark surfaces that most don't. Time and cost per task as first-class metrics.
Right. Okay, but here's the thing that's nagging at me. The tasks run independently. Each week, fresh context.
Yeah, that's the structural gap. Real knowledge work is cumulative. Week two builds on what you actually wrote in week one. Without that carryover, you're measuring something slightly different from a real multi-week project.
It's like the files from the scenario carry over, but the agent's own memory of what it decided doesn't, which is honestly just where the field is right now. Nobody's cleanly solved durable agent state across sessions. Okay, so who should actually care about this? My read is teams evaluating which model to put on knowledge work automation, the kind where the output is a real document someone reviews. This is the most honest signal available right now.
I'd add, the tool usage breakdown is genuinely useful for practitioners. They track explore, read, write, compute, view image, other, per task. So you can see whether a model is over-exploring, under-reading, or burning turns on things that don't move the needle. That's diagnostic in a way that a single accuracy number isn't.
And they put a public version on Hugging Face. The due diligence scenario, 1 week, illustrative only. Doesn't count toward official ELO, but you can actually see a task brief, a model submission, and the grading. That's rare for a benchmark at this level.
That's the thing that earns some credibility with me. The methodology is inspectable. I still want to see how stable the ELO is as the model pool grows. Right now, it's 23 of 56 models. But the structure is at least honest about what it's measuring.
Honestly, I think this is round one of a benchmark category, not a settled eval. Ask me in 6 months whether the no carryover limitation gets addressed.
Yeah, ask me in 6 months whether the pairwise pool is stable enough that the ELO means anything.
800 episodes of Ask Me in 6 months. That's basically the show at this point, Cody.
We should put that on a mug.
We really should. All right, repo's called AA Briefcase Lite on the Artificial Analysis GitHub, and the public scenario is on Hugging Face if you want to poke at actual grading outputs.
Worth a look, especially the rubric checks. Seeing what counts as a planted conflict is more illuminating than the leaderboard number.
Good call. Okay, 800 down, somehow still going.